The Bush administration has intensified its campaign against illegal immigrants in the United States. The Justice Department plans to go after some 6,000 people from the Middle East and Pakistan who have ignored deportation orders, not just to remove them from the United States, but to prosecute any who have suspected ties to terrorism. Illegal immigrants from countries associated with Al-Qaeda are receiving top priority in a broader effort to crack down on more than 300,000 people who have resisted deportation. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Last month, the Justice Department announced its intention to crack down on men from the Middle East and Pakistan who've received and ignored deportation notices. They're referred to as absconders. But a memo recently sent to anti-terrorism officials outlines an initiative aimed at doing more than just getting absconders out of the country. The memo, a copy of which was obtained by the Washington Post, says that agents from the FBI, the Marshals Service, and the INS are forming special apprehension teams to locate and arrest absconders. The memo instructs agents to look for ways to hold some of the immigrants on criminal charges rather than immediately expel them. According to the memo, information about the absconders will be added to a computerized database that already contains material gained from the thousands of interviews law enforcement officials conducted with Middle Eastern men across the country. Justice Department officials say the sweep will begin next week by targeting several hundred people considered the most dangerous, men from the Middle East and Pakistan who are convicted felons. Arab American groups say the initiative amounts to ethnic profiling. James Zogby of the Arab American Institute says the crackdown will do nothing to root out terrorism. He points out that all of the September 11th hijackers entered the country legally and were not subject to deportation orders. Zogby says the new initiative will only feed anti-Arab stereotypes.
I know that when some guy whose name just happens to be close to one of these 6,000 names gets stopped for a speeding ticket, some sheriff down in some county someplace is going to say, oh, got me one, and the guy's going to be taken away, and it's going to be weeks before we get it straightened out. We've already seen that problem.
Immigration lawyers are also concerned about the initiative. Stephen Laddick, president of the American Immigration Lawyers Association, says the INS database is notoriously inaccurate, and many aliens don't even know they've received deportation orders.
Many of these abscondees may have been ordered deported because they didn't show up for their deportation hearing, and they get what you call an in absentia order of deportation. Now, I'm concerned that if they come in contact with law enforcement and they're arrested, I don't want to rush to judgment where they're put on a plane and sent out of the country and they never really receive their due process.
The crackdown is being called the Absconder Apprehension Initiative. And as the Justice Department memo makes clear, the initiative is aimed at providing information to terrorism investigators. Rather than being simply expelled, those arrested will be given their Miranda rights and treated as criminal suspects. The memo tells law enforcement officials to encourage those arrested to cooperate with the terrorism investigation. Daniel Stein, the executive director of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, calls the initiative promising, but he's concerned that it's a short-term effort aimed at helping the terrorism investigation, not immigration reform.
It's very important, in our view, for the president to make a clearer declaration that they are not going to tolerate the kind of consistent, systemic, broad-based immigration violations that got us in this situation in the first place.
On one point, Stein agrees with immigration lawyers and immigrant rights groups. All believe the new initiative will do little to address the backlog of 314,000 aliens currently awaiting deportation. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.